A U.S. state governor is undergoing impeachment hearings today. He's the governor of Connecticut, John Rowland. The question is gifts and favors he received. There's a state impeachment panel in Hartford, Connecticut. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca is in Hartford to cover the hearings. Mike, what's being investigated?
Alex, the governor, a three-term Republican, very popular until these questions surfaced, has been dealing with the specter of an inquiry and a federal investigation for a while now. It started with a summer cottage that he owns. He received some upgrades, a heating system, from a company which does a lot of business with the state. The governor also sold his Washington, D.C. condo at a price that was much higher than the market rate. That sale was facilitated by a businessman who has millions of dollars worth of contracts with the state. And Governor Rowland has also received gifts, to take one example, thousands of dollars worth of beverages shipped to the governor's mansion, allegedly provided again by companies that have a lot of state contracts.
Governors do get gifts all the time, Mike. What makes these transactions, if they're substantiated, rise to the level of impeachment?
Right. When the State Ethics Commission does weigh in on individual transactions and has deemed some to be unethical, but what makes it rise to the level of impeachment? That's exactly the question that Governor Rowland's lawyers are asking. It's important to note here that there are two investigations. One is this panel, which is officially known as the Select Committee Inquiry, and that's looking into impeachment. The other is a federal criminal investigation. Now, the feds have a higher burden of proof. They have to prove that not only did the governor receive gifts or favors, but that those gifts or favors affected his policies. The impeachment panel doesn't have that standard.
What's their standard?
Well, for that, I talked to John Pavia, a former prosecutor who's now adjunct professor at Quinnipiac University Law School here in Connecticut.
There is no guideline, no parameters, no wording that gives a description of what's an impeachable offense. It's always been said that an impeachable offense is whatever the House deems it to be. Here in Connecticut, there is absolutely no guidelines in terms of high crimes and misdemeanors or any clause like that, which gives anybody any idea of what an impeachable offense should be.
Pavia called it as subjective a process as could be imagined.
Well, take us through the process. What's going to happen?
All right, there's a bipartisan 10-member panel. And what they're going to do is they're going to make a recommendation to the House. The House is expected to carry out their recommendation. Now, let's talk about the politics for a second. The House here is overwhelmingly Democrat, and people think that whatever this panel recommends, if it's for an impeachment, they're going to get that in the House. Now, unlike what we remembered happened to President Clinton, once the House here in Connecticut votes to impeach, the governor is removed from office, and that's until the Senate votes. A two-thirds vote is necessary to convict. The politics in the Senate aren't as clear. There are some Republicans who have already joined Democrats and say that the governor should step down, but two-thirds looks to be a bigger hurdle in the Senate than the majority in the House.
But that's a long way off, isn't it, Mike? I mean, there's all this process to get through first.
Right. Today, the panel will be releasing a number of documents. It will be calling witnesses. It will be looking into the sale of the D.C. condo that I spoke about before. And there's every indication that the governor himself will not talk. He'll take the fifth because whatever he says can and will be used against him, as the saying goes, in that federal case. Remember that federal case.
Oh, yeah.
But Rowland has also been using the courts unsuccessfully so far. He's been trying to get out of even having to take the fifth in person or in writing. The ruling yesterday went against him. He's going to appeal that ruling to the Connecticut Supreme Court. And it should be noted that because of the subjective nature of this impeachment proceeding, unlike a court of law, the panel can infer whatever it wants from the fact that Rowland will not be testifying before them.
Mike Pesca reporting from Hartford, Connecticut. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Alex.